Our bodies tell a fascinating evolutionary tale that explains why we ache after sitting at desks all day and crave sugary foods despite knowing better. We face a striking paradox. While enjoying unprecedented longevity, we simultaneously battle preventable chronic diseases like obesity, diabetes, and back pain. This contradiction stems from our Paleolithic bodies struggling in our space age world. Our bodies didn't evolve for health, but for reproduction under challenging conditions. We never evolved to make rational choices about eating or exercise in conditions of abundance. The mismatch between our Stone Age biology and modern environments creates what Harvard evolutionary biologist Daniel Lieberman calls mismatch diseases, conditions that emerge when environmental stimuli are either too much, too little, or too new compared to what our bodies evolved to handle. Understanding this evolutionary perspective helps explain why zebras would struggle if transplanted to New England, and similarly, why our bodies face numerous health challenges despite beneficial advances in medicine and technology. Chimpanzees move with spectacular speed and power, generating twice the muscle force of elite human athletes and running twice as fast as the speediest humans. What we lost in raw power, we gained in efficiency through bipedalism. This transformation, which Darwin correctly identified as the first major shift in human evolution, restructured our bodies with sideways-facing hip bones, S-shaped spines, and partial foot arches for efficient walking. Bipedalism likely evolved 7 to 5 million years ago when global cooling shrank African rainforests, dispersing preferred fruits. Standing upright made foraging easier, while walking on two legs saved tremendous energy. Humans expend 4 times less energy than chimps covering the same distance. This efficiency allowed our ancestors to travel 8 to 12 kilometers daily versus chimps 2 to 3 kilometers, a crucial advantage when food sources became scattered. This evolution wasn't inevitable, but resulted from chance climate shifts that transformed how our ancestors moved and gathered food. While modern humans spend barely 30 minutes daily chewing processed foods, chimpanzees devote nearly half their waking hours masticating fibrous wild fruits. Around 4 million years ago, our Australopithecus ancestors underwent a dietary transformation. Though still ape-like with small brains, they developed adaptations for chewing harder foods, larger teeth, massive jaws, and wider faces. As Africa's climate cooled and dried, reducing fruit availability, Australopithecus incorporated more leaves, stems, seeds, and tubers. Their teeth evolved into veritable millstones, molars 50% larger than chimps with twice the enamel thickness, perfect for grinding tough foods. This dietary shift changed how our ancestors moved. In open woodlands with dispersed food sources, Australopithecus evolved more efficient bipedal walking. By 4 million years ago, several Australopithecus species had developed adaptations we still retain. Human-shaped big toes, partial foot arches, and large heel bones for heel-striking gaits. These changes set the stage for the emergence of our genus, Homo, and the hunter-gatherer lifestyle that would define human evolution for millions of years. When Homo erectus emerged 1.9 million years ago during the Ice Age, they faced a critical energy challenge. Female H. erectus needed 3,000 to 4,500 calories daily, but plant foods yielded only 1,700 to 4,000 calories, creating a deficit. The solution? Meat consumption, which provided 5 times more energy than vegetables, plus essential nutrients. This led to a division of labor. Females gathered while males hunted and scavenged. This dietary shift created what Leslie Aiello and Peter Wheeler called an evolutionary trade-off. Early Homo exchanged large guts for large brains by adopting higher quality diets. Reduced digestive demands freed energy for brain growth, supporting cognitive abilities essential for hunter-gatherer success: cooperation, language, reasoning, and tracking. Our ancestors also developed remarkable endurance running capabilities, exploiting 2 unique advantages: forcing four-legged animals into inefficient galloping and cooling through sweating rather than panting. This combination of dietary change, social cooperation, and physical adaptation formed the foundation for humanity's evolutionary success. Humans face an evolutionary paradox. We take 18 years to mature, versus 12-13 for chimps, and develop larger, energy-demanding brains, yet hunter-gatherers reproduce nearly twice as fast as apes, having babies every 3 years rather than every 5 to 6. This requires mothers to care for both infants and older children simultaneously. Our solution was inserting childhood between weaning and self-sufficiency. While chimps complete brain growth by age 3, while still nursing, humans wean earlier but continue brain development for 3 more years, requiring intensive adult provisioning. Our brains average about 1,350 cubic centimeters, 3 times larger than chimps, and are 5 times larger than typical mammals of similar size. These larger brains consume 20 to 25% of our body's energy, 280 to 420 calories daily, and complicate childbirth. To support these demands, humans evolved to store more fat than other primates. This fat storage became crucial for 2 challenges: nursing infants while caring for dependent children, and providing constant glucose for our large brains during inevitable food shortages. Modern humans colonized the world through unprecedented cultural innovation, not superior physical traits. Genetic evidence places our origins in Africa 200,000, 300,000 years ago, with fewer than 14,000 individuals giving rise to all humans today. The most distinctive anatomical differences between modern and archaic humans appear in our skulls. We have smaller, more retracted faces beneath the forebrain, creating globular orange-shaped skulls rather than lemon-shaped ones. Despite equal brain volumes between Neanderthals and early modern humans, structural differences explain our cognitive advantages. Our temporal lobes are about 20% larger, enhancing language processing and memory organization, while our larger parietal lobes improve spatial awareness and abstract thinking. Our shortened face creates a unique vocal tract with equal-length vertical and horizontal tubes, producing more distinct vowel sounds, though this makes humans the only species that can choke on food. Cultural evolution has been far more powerful than natural selection in shaping human history. Cultural traits, memes, can be created intentionally rather than randomly, transmitted horizontally rather than just vertically, and changed through deliberate agency, making cultural evolution dramatically faster than biological evolution. The Industrial Revolution transformed human existence at unprecedented speed, replacing muscles with engines and radically altering our diets and sleep patterns. Modern food production now resembles manufacturing, with corporations perfecting what humans naturally crave: fat, starch, sugar, and salt, available abundantly at historically low prices. Processed foods require less energy to digest while causing faster blood sugar spikes. Meanwhile, sleep has diminished dramatically. Today's average American sleeps just 6.1 hours, down 2 to 3 hours from 1900 levels. Despite health improvements during industrialization, we've experienced an epidemiological transition. Fewer early deaths from infections, but more non-communicable diseases with age. The key insight is that culture cannot transcend biology. Despite our ingenuity, we remain primates adapted to fibrous diets, regular physical activity, and outdoor living, not processed foods, sedentary lifestyles, and screen time. Rather than waiting for future medical breakthroughs, we can prevent many diseases now by using our bodies as they evolve to be used, creating environments that guide us toward evolutionarily appropriate foods and movement patterns.